for the morning to your Caesar. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that His mercy flows in the morning. No, I'm serious.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Can you hear me on the Blog Talk and the wait a minute. Yeah, speaker. Could somebody just text me and let me know? Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Jessica. Jennifer, great. Great. Father God, I thank you this morning. We had a good, a very, very good prayer session this morning. It was really good. I'm seeing right here God moving. Great. Now listen, I need two people this morning. Well, let me put it this way. Okay, Holy Ghost, we won't even go there. I got two right here that just finished praying. I got to get my notes from the printer. This is really exciting. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me this morning. Lord God, that you might be glorified, honored, and that you will break some yokes, that you would destroy some of the power that some of these people on this line this morning have given over to the enemy. I thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Let me get my notes. Okay. This is going to work. It's going to work enough for me to get this done. Okay. All right. Brothers and sisters, number one. Oh, I'm not even going to talk. I'm going to go strictly with what the Lord gave me, okay? I'm going to try not to add anything to it. I'm going to try not to take anything from it. Started off with Acts. I smell the scent of roses in here. And I don't have any roses. Thank you, Jesus. I smell the scent of roses. And I don't have any roses. As a matter of fact, I don't even have any fresh flowers today. Smell roses. fresh blue roses. Okay, that was to remind me. Renee, I need you to send me, thank you, Holy Spirit. God sent me the scent of that roses to remember what he had told me to do. Renee, I need you to send me a Mississippi got a new flag today. And the emblem on the new flag in Mississippi is a magnolia. Magnolias happen to be my favorite flower, too. But I need you, the Lord told me to ask you, go out and buy me a flag from Mississippi. And I need you to overnight it to me. I need you to get it to me the fastest way possible. Are you hearing me? Can you hear me? Mississippi has a new flag. And the emblem on the flag of Mississippi is a magnolia. It's a magnolia on a body of red. The flag is red. I need you to go out and buy me one of those flags today. And I need you to overnight it to me today. Now, I know it's important because God just sent the scent of those roses. A wonderful scent to remind me because it has slipped my mind. It had completely slipped my mind. So I need you to do that right away. Yeah, God, see how wonderful God is? He sent the fragrance of roses in here. Not magnolias either, roses. Because he's the rose of Sharon. But I need that flag. And I'm hearing, oh man. I'm hearing this song. Well, look, the Holy Spirit is completely taking over. I'm hearing this song. Let's see.
Anybody know God to be a battle axe? Oh, yeah! Come on, has he blessed you? Has he kept you? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
He's a battle axe.
He's a battle axe.
Yeah.
You're going to have to work with me today a little bit. But there's going to be freedom on this line if you can receive it. You see, I know some people that are going through some bad stuff. But yet and still, when God sent the person that was carrying his anointing to bring freedom to them, they rejected him. They rejected him because they felt like they knew God, and God surely couldn't be using that person. But there's a message in this message this morning for a lot of people. You got to get it for yourself. Acts 17:24, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. That'd be Acts 17:24. See if I can... This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Now, I want you to write this down. First John chapter 2 verse 16. 1 John 2:6, all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Okay? It's not of the Father, but it's of the world, a liar. But he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ, he is Antichrist, that denieth the Father and the Son. Meaning, I'm going to keep going, but if you deny anything of Jesus, you have that Antichrist spirit, against Christ. Spirit operating in you. And it can be in your faith, where it rests in a lot of people. But going on to Deuteronomy 33:29, listen, happy art thou, O Israel, is like unto thee. O people, saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency? Listen to this. And thy enemies shall be found liars unto thee. Your enemies are people that lie to you. Your enemies are people that lie to you about anything. Your enemies are anybody that lies to you about anything that concerns you and or themselves. And thou shalt tread upon their high places. Job 24:25. And if it be not so now, who will make me a liar and make my speech nothing worth? Brothers and sisters, how do you know when a liar is ever telling you the truth? Psalm 116:11. I said in my haste, all men are liars. Proverbs 17:4. Wicked doer giveth heed to false lips, and a liar giveth ear to a naughty tongue. Proverbs 19:22. The desire of a man is his kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. Proverbs 30:6. Add thou not to his words, lest he reprove thee and thou be found a liar. Isaiah 44:25. That frustrated the token of the liar and make it diviner. You know what a diviner is? A witch. A sorcerer. A wizard. A worker of occult iniquity. And make it diviners mad. Turn its wise men backwards. And make it their knowledge foolish. Liar. Jeremiah 15:18. Why is my pain perpetual and my wound incurable, which refuses to be healed? Wilt thou be altogether unto me as a liar and as waters that fail? Sword is upon the liar, and they shall dote. A sword is upon her mighty men, and they shall be dismayed. Brothers and sisters, liars affect everybody around them with that lying spirit. They're disastrous. That spirit is treacherous. John 8:44. Look at this. This is Jesus talking here. Ye are of your father the devil. And the lust. And the lust. Lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, the pride of life. Of your father you will do. He was a murderer, so a liar will murder. You can murder with your tongue. You can murder with your spirit and soul. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Ye are of your father the devil. Doesn't get no worse. And the lust that you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. John 8:55. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say, I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you. But I know him and keep his saying, forbid, yea. Let God be true, but every man a liar. As it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy saying, and mightest overcome when thou art judged. 1 Timothy 1:10. For whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine. Look what it says in Titus 1:12. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, the Cretans, always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. 1 John 1:10. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. 1 John 2:4, he that says, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar. Commandment says, yo, God is a jealous God, and that he will have no other gods before him. None. 1 John 2:22, who is a liar? Who is a liar? But he that denies that Jesus is the Christ. Who is a liar? He that denies the Father and the Son. 1 John 4:20, if a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God, whom he has not seen? 1 John 5:10, he that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made God a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. Revelation 2:2, I know thy work and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and has found them liars. Revelation 21:8. Hear this carefully. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers, sorcerers and idolaters and all liars. Put in the chat room at least 8 people, all liars. Because if you say you love God, if you say you believe God, and if you say you can't live his word, you're a liar. And you're calling God a liar. You're a liar. All liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. All liars. Now I want you to do something. I want you to do something, not for me, but I want you to do something to help yourself. I want you to close your eyes for a minute. And I want you to imagine the worst day that you could think of your whole life. The worst day you ever had. The most embarrassing, hurtful, penetrating hurt to your heart. I want you to imagine that day right now. Imagine that day. Now, I want you to imagine spending the rest of your life experiencing that all day, every day, day in, day out, no let up and no relief. That is called hell. Magnify it a million times. It's called hell. And that's what all liars gonna experience for eternity. Sentence to that. Jesus. Grant your pardon. I want to share something with you. Post this in the chat room. Please, Jesus never became God. Post that. Jesus never became God. Some more of you. Jesus never became God because Jesus always been God. Jesus always was, always is. Hallelujah! And always will be God. Now we got that clear. Jesus always has been the Word of God incarnate. Emmanuel, God with us, Bible says. And I want you to notice, I want you to put in this chat room God's Holy Spirit is not a dove. It is not water. It is not fire. And it is not a thing. Got that? God's Holy Spirit is not a dove. It's not water. It's not fire. And it is not a thing. Something told me. Something said. The Holy Spirit is God's own Spirit. Bible says that when Jesus was baptized, that the heavens were opened. Look at here. You can get these things this morning. This is the truth. These are God's revelations to man. I read it again and again, and I've been focusing on the Word of God and focusing on Jesus. Because the devil's trying to do everything he can right now to get your focus off God. And I'm going to show you something else. The Bible says that the heavens were open unto Jesus. God opened the heavens unto us. And boy, the revelation is making everybody. I don't know the devil trying to use it, but the revelation of God is requiring you to keep your eyes on Jesus. You see a voice from heaven. When those clouds opened, when heaven was open, and this is what God said. I said, this is what God said. God said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. and the heavens opened, and God spoke. There were no miracles, there were no healings, and there was no casting out of demons, no walking on water, no rebuking no storm, no multiplying no bread, no multiplying no fishes, and no raising of the dead. Yay! In other words, please get this. There was no manifestation. There was no manifesting the kingdom of God. Jesus, the Word made flesh, had no miracle working power until God's own Holy Spirit came upon him. Jesus Christ was Jesus until he was baptized and became Jesus Christ, the Anointed One. Jesus, all things were made by him, the Bible says. And without him was not anything made that was made. John 1:1-3. But the Bible says, I need to introduce you to him this morning, because some of you don't know him. Jesus became the restoring king. Are you getting it? In the beginning was the Word. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, the Lamb of God, sent as an atoning sacrifice for your sins, and Jesus became your restoring king. Get it? Your restoration. You're the king. This is why I tell you all the time, you gotta be a God-made man. You gotta be a God-made woman. Because Jesus, the Word, who became flesh, who was the Son of God, became a God-made man on earth. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, the God made man, Jesus, the Son of God, Jesus, you know, the cross is most preached about in the ministry of Jesus. But brothers and sisters, the cross was necessary for you and I to meet the restoring King. The restoring King. So that we can live, hallelujah, and overcome in life on the other side of the cross. You see, as the last Adam, Jesus Christ revealed how to manifest his kingdom, God's kingdom, finger. Wiggle that finger. Wiggle that finger. Jesus said, if I with the finger of God, the finger of God, cast out devils. Jesus said, they need no more than a finger. After he had been made by God. If I with the finger of God cast out devils, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt, the kingdom of God is come up your. I need 12 people to put this in the chat room. Jesus Christ, my restoring King. Jesus Christ, my restoring King. Jesus Christ, my restoring King. Same of you that wrote, Jesus Christ, my restoring King, I want you to write, has come upon me. Has come upon me. I want you to take your finger again. And I want you to say this, and I want 12 people to put it in this chat room. I want you to say, devil, see my finger. See my finger. See my finger. In my finger. In my finger. Is power over you. In my finger. In my finger. In my finger. And I want you to take that finger and place it right on wherever your body, you want that power to flow through right now. Take your finger. Take your finger and place it where you want that power to flow through right now. Place it there. Place your finger. If you're a liar, if you got lust on your eyes, you know where to put it. If you got lust on the flesh, put it on your heart. And if you got the pride of life, put it up there on your mind. Finger and power over you. Now get out. Command it to go. Command it to go. Wherever you got your finger, get out of my head. Go. Go. Get out of my tongue. Go. Get out of my chest. Go. Right now. Right now. I have power in my finger over you. in me. Jesus is in me. God is in me. And this morning I'm using my finger power. Get out. Go. In the name of Jesus. All the way out. God. The finger of God is against you. Go. Go. There's more power in your finger. Every binding spirit, hear the word of the Lord this morning. Christ, the anointed one, lives in these people this morning. Go! Get out! Get out! Father God, fill your people this morning. Holy Spirit, burn! Burn! With fresh fire this morning. Fire! Fall! In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you this morning for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. And thank you for your finger power. Liar! The Lord God rebuke you this morning. Loose that mind. Greater is he that is in them than he that is in the world. Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Fill and refill this morning. Burn! 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 Begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank Jesus for your finger. Thank Jesus. You've always had it. Thank you. Thank you. This morning, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Fill them up, God. Fill them up. Fill them up. Fill them up. More of you. More of your glory. More of your power. Fill them up this morning. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you this morning. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you this morning. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I'll see you tomorrow on the TED line. To God be the glory. Blessing. Grow up in Jesus Christ. Understand. Jesus saves. Jesus delivers. Jesus heals. Jesus restores.